Partho Sen Gupta, thank you very much indeed for talking to the Centre for India and Global Business podcast series today. Let's begin by talking about your film, which we've just watched at the Art Cinema, Let the Wind Blow. Why did you make it, and what do you think of its current state of success?
Well, when I passed out of the FIMIS, the film school that I was studying in, I had to decide very quickly that I wanted to make my first film. And the first story that came to my mind was my own story. And I said that I want to tell my own story, keeping in tradition with the French Nouvelle Vague. But then I realized very quickly that I had to tell my story and set it in some kind of political, socio-political background. So I had to adapt my story. So I took my character as me, growing up in Bombay in a slightly popular area outside Bombay in a suburb. And then I tried to imagine myself as to how I would be if I was born now, if I was a young boy now, like Arjun, my protagonist. And because in the film, India is it's at the junction where it says, oh, we're going to become a globalized power, we're going to become a next big power. And lots of new things start happening in India. Things start to open up, there's an economic boom, people start getting rich. But then my characters are people who have been ignored by this economic boom. So that's the story I wanted to tell. I thought that's the story I need to tell because...
And it's also about one character giving confidence to the other to overcome their upbringing and the attitudes that they thought that they would have to live by.
Yes, the film is there are two characters in the film. One who is for change and one who is confused because... But that's exactly... I try to portray the situation that young people from popular backgrounds would be in when globalization arrived in India. And so where were they going to place themselves in that economic boom? So the two characters act as two points of the discussion. One saying, we have to move forward, the times have changed, we have to move forward. And the other says, wait a minute, but is that not going to change everything, the way we look at things, the way everything is built, our structures, the fact that I live with my mother, that I'm in love with this girl, isn't that all going to change? Because if we start thinking about earning money and being rich and successful, what about all these things which make human life very important?
And also, you admitted earlier, it's autobiographical in nature.
Yes, it is autobiographical in nature because I mean, lots of things in Arjun's life that you see in the film are inspired from my own life. And I myself left that world and I had a scholarship and I went to France and I studied cinema in France. And so I changed my life. I changed my destiny because my destiny, like Arjun's destiny, was to get myself a degree, get a job and then, you know, slave my life, taking a train. That's what most of my family did and most of my family does. I have brothers in India who live that life. So I changed my life, but was it destiny or did I actively change it? Is the question I ask myself.
The focus of the day-long conference here at Judge Business School is called Globalization of Indian Cinema, Opportunities for the West. As an independent filmmaker, how do you envisage the West's engagement with the Indian film industry? Are there going to be tensions?
I think the West really wants to engage with India. They are very interested. There are more and more people coming to India trying to find ways of you know, working with India. But the problem today is that it's just the beginning and nobody really knows how and when and how they're going to do this. So I think it's at this moment it is a very interesting juncture where things are going to change, but we don't really know how it's going to happen. It's going to take some time before we establish systems, it's like it's a meeting of cultures. So a meeting of cultures will always create confusions, create antagonisms, create love. And I think that things will work out in the end.
But you talked about the tensions. It hasn't been successful in the past. And then, of course, we've had Slumdog. And then everybody's vision changes.
Yeah, but Slumdog is a very, very wrong thing to look at because Slumdog is a British film. And then it's like, you know, it's a big British film that comes to shoot in India with a lot of money. So everybody's very happy because people are getting paid lots of money. So it's not really a co-production. It is not a co-production because 100% British money. So that's a bad example. For me, it's a bad example. I think there are other films that have been done which are co-productions, and we must take those examples as to set our ideas on.
So what would you say the challenges of the Indian film industry now are as it meets the West?
Well, I think that Indian cinema, there are two kinds of cinema. There's the big budget cinema, which wants to basically conquer markets. So that's a different, it has a colonizing attitude, which I'm not really interested in. I'm more interested in an exchange of ideas, an exchange of a kind of cinema that I make, which is more a critique, which questions, which makes people think more. So I really think that what we need is more exchanges in this field, where, you know, a sound recordist from France or from Denmark or from the UK works with an Indian director, and an Indian director works and that kind of human exchange, which could be exchange of ideas, exchange of creativity, exchange of technical know-how.
In your talk after your film, you did say that you chose the sound engineers yourself that could travel on your film. These are really basic things.
It is, because, you know, it's normal. I mean, there are a lot of Indians who can't travel. I meet a lot of Indians in the West, and they say, like, oh my God, we can't, you know, it's terrible, the food, it's too cold, it's, you know, we don't like it here. And likewise, I meet a lot of Westerners when they are in India. They just can't handle the food or the heat or the flies, and these things are important. So you have to find people who can travel, who can, you know, because it is very tough. You know, we are working, you know, 14 hours, 15 hours a day. So it's, you know, you need people who can travel.
And as you're talking to me, there is a food demonstration going on in the post production phase of your film, and the little reception that we're now part of. I think we can probably hear the frying and the crackling as things go into the pan. But events like this at The Judge, they're terribly important in bringing East and West together, aren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because when they contacted me and they said, like, you know, would you like to come to this thing? And I, you know, went up to The Judge school website and I said, oh my God, why do they want me there? You know, what's the connection? How? But I'm so happy that I'm here, because I met a lot of people who I would never meet in my life, because I don't know, our paths don't cross. And they loved my film, and I was very surprised, because I thought, you know, oh my God, they're going to say, oh, it's a boring film because it's not entertaining, it's too political. But actually, I got lots of kudos from people, and they all came up to me, shook my hand, and said, I really loved it, really loved it, really interesting, really. And they weren't lying. They were truthful about it.
Now, you talked about the difficulties of getting your film past the Indian film censors, the frictions with Pakistan, the fact you did the photocopying yourself, all very admirable. But do you see that when the Indian film industry goes corporate, that it will lose some of its style?
Yes, some cinemas will change. But then there will always be people like me, who want to change the way things are, who want to make films their own way, who don't want to respect the laws and the codes that are impressed upon by business communities. There'll always be people like me. And it's good, because people like me, younger people like me, will change cinema, and they bring something new into cinema. And I think I'm very proud to do that. I love doing that. And I still can hang around with people in suits and have a chat with them and try to find out what do they want to do. But I'll keep doing what I have been doing, because I find it more interesting, and it's more hands-on cinema.
And you went to a French film school. So do you see it as inevitable that different countries will produce different film industries? Like, we have the American Indian film industry. We have the sort of moody family French film, don't we?
Yes, of course. There is a you know, countries or nations or groups of people have discourses, and discourses are decided by cultures, and you know, there is a difference in Indian cinema, which is very different from American cinema or French cinema, but then we can learn from each other and make our own cinemas. It's possible. I think the world, that's one good thing about globalization, is that one can learn things, and you can have fusion cuisine. So I'm not in the favor of saying that, oh, we can mix it all up and make some kind of mixture, but we can inspire each other and learn and evolve. Cinema can evolve into a different style, and I think it's important. We shouldn't stay, you know, frozen in time.
No, so change, in your view, is inevitable.
Change is inevitable. You can't stop it. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. People have tried in the past to, you know, block things up with frontiers. With, you know, it doesn't work. People.
But, But all that energy in Bollywood, if you lose that, if it becomes corporate in style, then actually it's going to die on its feet.
Well, I don't think it... Maybe you're right, but then it'll evolve into something else. There's always something, somebody there who is going to try to do something different from the way normalization, you know, of all industry, in all industries there have been, you know, people try to, you know, put it in a box and say, this is the way it should be, this is the way it should, we should do it, we should... But then human beings are like that. Human beings have rebellious streaks in them, and then that's what's nice about human beings. And you know, you can hold them up and put them up in a thing, but they'll use their nails to scratch something on the wall.
In your talk afterwards, you also mentioned what you shot your film on. You know, you did it all yourself. You, as a film independent filmmaker, must find all of this digital technology, how accessible it is, how much you can handle it yourself, exciting, because you can just make something.
Absolutely, absolutely. The digital revolution has been a great boon for independent film cinema because it just gives you the possibility of, you know, of letting your dreams come true. Because in the old days, you know, you had to wait for a lot of money. You had needed a lot of money because you had to shoot on film. It's just very accessible, much more easy, faster. We sometimes can shoot guerrilla style. We can just, you know, sneak in and shoot scenes. I think the digital revolution is a great boon. And thus, I feel that because of the digital revolution... The planners and the industry trying to control will never be able to control it, because there's always someone sneaking a camera and running off and shooting a film.
Well, I'll let you go away to your dinner now. We've just had the Indian cooking demonstration. It's a pity our listeners can't smell the food as well. That's perhaps true. One day radio will allow you to smell. But clearly the future of the Indian film industry as it meets the West is exciting.
It is. I think it's exciting. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope I get to see some part of it. Thanks very much.
Partho Sen Gupta, thank you very much indeed for talking to the Centre for India and Global Business podcast series today, Globalisation of the Indian Cinema, Opportunities for the West. I've enjoyed it very much, and the food beckons.
Thank you. I'm hungry myself, yes. Thank you very much.
And good luck with Let the Wind Blow.
Thank you very much.